The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me thus, "Gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will sing of your salvation. I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. I will sing of your salvation. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. I will sing of your salvation. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb you are my strength. I will sing of your salvation. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present I proclaim your wondrous deeds. I will sing of your salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he married. And John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made a request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed because of his oaths, but because of his oaths to the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today we celebrate the feast of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, his martyrdom. And Jeremiah sets us up for this, not only John, but also us. The word of the Lord, it says in Jeremiah, came to me, "Gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you." Now that's very important, because what happens today, especially on media, Facebook, Twitter, let it be, whatever, we all do it, we give our opinions. And our opinions aren't going to save anybody, and our opinions are not the truth of God. We got to do and speak what God commands us. And that's an altogether different thing. That means you really got to pray about anything you say. And we got to speak truth. Of course we got to speak truth, even if it costs us everything, as it did John the Baptist. But we need, Jesus said, St. Paul says, so it's the Holy Spirit, speak the truth in love. That every time we speak truth, we got to do it for other people's salvation, not our own righteousness. And again, too often it's about, "I'm right, you're all wrong, I'm going to show you all." We got to do everything in our power to bring others to salvation. That's what God wants. So we speak the truth so that people can come to know and repent and experience the love of God in their own lives. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. God bless you.